USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Thursday, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration is refusing to admit our southern border is still in crisis.
Now Democrats cannot get control of the crisis that they have stoked. The vice president, supposedly the point person to fix illegal immigration, has yet to even visit the southern border.
McConnell also saying the Biden administration is trying to brag about the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant migrant children going down. More companies are saying it's okay to shop without a mask. Kroger and Walgreens are the latest to drop their mask mandates, and it's for guests who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to coincide with the CDC's updated guidelines. Other stores where you can ditch your masks include Costco, CVS, Kohl's, Sam's Club, and Walmart. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
President Biden is signing a bill to combat hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders.
I believe with every fiber of my being that there are simple core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
Goodbye, Internet Explorer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge, and if you've ever tried to remove Edge from a Windows operating system, you will understand it's nearly impossible.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Thousands of people want to get their hands on Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC the automaker has already received 20,000 reservations after revealing the new F-150 Lightning last night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC.
We showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, I want to get in. And the Secret Service is like, no, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in. And he looked at me and I said, you should get in. And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of a speech, he goes, I want to drive this car. And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, no, I'm serious. And then I got a tap on my shoulder. Hey, the security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track. I said, okay. So we hurried over there at 90 miles an hour, and then the president gets out of his limo. He jumps in the F-150 Lightning, and I wanted to get in with him, but the security people said, no, the president's driving. We'll be in the truck.
The Labor Department reporting first-time jobless claims fell to 444,000 this week. That's the lowest since March of 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.